social policy is geared to the transfer of wealth and power to those who already have it. The primary role of government is to protect property from the majority. Market discipline for the poor and the defenseless, but plenty of protection and subsidy for those who really need it, the rich and the powerful. The vile maxim of the masters of mankind, all for ourselves and nothing for anyone else. Unions have been a leading force for democracy and human rights. That's exactly why such enormous efforts have been undertaken in a really relentless and very self-conscious class war to undermine and destroy them, to drive down wages and working conditions in wealthier countries, and good behavior is meanwhile guaranteed elsewhere by terror and repression that American taxpayers pay for. Business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.